the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, November the 6th, Election Day 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Early voting shatters records as Americans head to the polls for today's midterm election day. Also on the Tuesday rundown, midterms won't tame tariff woes for farmers in the Midwest. Plus, good news for kids suing over climate change. Now our top story, a staggering 36 million voters cast their ballots ahead of Election Day this year. Political reports that is setting the stage for much higher than usual turnout for a midterm and potentially big surprises tonight. Republican enthusiasm for Trump and Democrats' itch to repudiate him at the ballot box have driven people to the polls far faster than in 2014. In that year, 27.2 million people voted early, according to Michael McDonald at the University of Florida. Politico says that trend is expected to extend into Election Day today. Voters in three states, Texas, Nevada, and Arizona, have already surpassed total turnout in the last midterm election. Meantime, voters do have some big choices to make on this election day. In Ohio, Mary Sherman reports, in addition to a statewide ballot measure, voters there will decide on several statewide races, including who will be the next governor.
Besides a statewide ballot measure, voters will decide on several statewide races, including who will be the next governor. There are also several races for seats in the U.S. House and one of Ohio's seats in the U.S. Senate. Executive Director of the League of Women Voters of Ohio, Jen Miller, encourages voters to do some research before heading to the polls and then remember to bring proper identification.
That can include the state of Ohio driver's license or a state ID, U.S. military ID, a current utility bill, paycheck, bank statement, even a speeding ticket, as long as it has your address on there, will work.
If getting to the polls is a challenge, Miller notes that in some counties, rideshare companies, public transit authorities, and political parties and organizations are offering free or discounted rides. The League of Women Voters has a phone number for information, 614-210-0746. This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gunn Foundation.
More than 1 million Ohio voters requested an absentee ballot, and more than half have already been submitted. And globalization has been both good and bad for American farmers. Ross Brown reports that fact is hitting home especially hard for Iowa soybean growers this fall.
Increased free trade opened up new soybean markets in Mexico, the European Union, and especially China. So far, Iowa farmers remain confident that President Donald Trump can navigate the trade war for better outcomes, according to Iowa State University economist Chad Hart. But he adds that the U.S. has never engaged in a trade dispute of this magnitude, where an economic power such as China has retaliated against us.
This was our biggest buyer by far, and there wasn't any other market close to being that same size. And that's been the problem. As that biggest market has shrunk dramatically, we just can't cobble together enough of the smaller markets to make up the loss.
Trump has imposed taxes on imports to encourage consumers to buy American products, but countries targeted have retaliated by imposing tariffs of their own.
While other countries have continued to buy soybeans from the U.S. to the tune of 3 million tons, it does not offset the loss of sales to China, which are down about 6 million tons from last year. If North Carolina's early voting is any indication, today's Election Day turnout will be significant.
Some credit get-out-the-vote efforts, including door-to-door canvassing and poll parties, for energizing citizens, and more than 70 see-you-at-the-poll parties are planned for today. The North Carolina Collective of Nonpartisan Groups, known as Vote Together, wants to make midterm voting an enjoyable experience, as Fiona Shivers explains.
And the whole idea of these poll parties is to make voting fun again and also drive younger people out to the polls. People take midterm elections for granted, and they are actually the elections that hold the most power within our communities, and we want people to understand that.
Shivers is with the North Carolina League of Conservation Voters, a group that's part of Vote Together. The state has seen more than 170 on-site celebrations. This is Antoinette Kerr reporting.
The polls will be open until 7:30 tonight in about 2,700 precincts in North Carolina. And finally, the trial is back in the lawsuit brought by a group of 21 young people who are suing the federal government over global warming. That after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling against a request from the administration to block it.
Attorneys for the youths argue that the federal government is depriving the children of the constitutional right to life, liberty, and property by promoting policies that cause climate change. Stephanie Corcoran is an organizer with San Diego 350, a group that fights to end dependence on fossil fuels. She says the plaintiffs in the lawsuit are not seeking monetary compensation.
Their goal is actually for a change in policy. They would like the government to facilitate transition to clean energy and away from fossil fuels so that they inherit a planet that is conducive to life and will be better for them to live in.
The suit argues that the federal government is speeding up climate change by allowing oil and gas drilling on public land, supporting subsidies for fossil fuel companies, and pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. The Justice Department has argued that the case should be dismissed because it is costing too much money to defend and is an attempt to circumvent the policies of a duly elected president.
I'm Mike Clifford. If you haven't already, please be sure to vote today. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.